With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana's most populous county is limiting gathering sizes and urging bars and restaurants to enforce masking and distancing requirements to slow the spread of COVID-19. Yellowstone County Health Officer John Felton on Monday limited gatherings to no more than 25 people, inside or out, starting Wednesday. He backed off initial plans to limit bars and restaurants to 25% capacity and a 10 p.m. closing time if they served alcohol. He said he wanted to give businesses and residents a chance to show they could enforce mask mandates and help lower case counts first under the statewide guidance of 75% capacity and a 12:30 closing time for inside service. Montana ranks third nationally for daily new cases per capita behind North and South Dakota, according to COVIDActNow.org. High winds on Saturday caused the Yogo Fire burning in central Montana's Little Belt Mountains to increase in size by nearly 400 acres. Aaron Fryer, the public information officer for the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest, said Saturday's growth was from spot fires. Cooler temperatures and light precipitation both Sunday and today are dampening the fire spots. The Yogo Fire is nearly 4,500 acres in size, 0% contained, and the cause is under investigation. In east central Montana, the 800-acre boxcar fire began late Saturday afternoon on Bureau of Land Management land west of Jordan in Garfield County. Structures and sage-grouse habitat are threatened. The cause of the boxcar fire is under investigation and it's 50% contained. Just days after a decision to move toward more in-person classes, Whitefish Public Schools announced today it will stay in a hybrid model and move its middle school to all remote classes. MTR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Last Thursday, school board members approved a recommendation from District Superintendent Dave Means to move students in 7th through 12th grade from a two-day hybrid model to 100% of students in class 4 days per week. Districts across the state have been grappling with when and how to move from one education delivery model to another. Staffing shortages have been the primary issue for districts dealing with positive cases, temporarily shutting down some schools. Whitefish Superintendent Means told board members last week that despite the significant number of new cases in Flathead County, the district had seen limited spread in schools. According to an announcement on the district website Monday, the district was notified about 16 new cases in all three of its schools following Thursday's school board meeting. The release adds that the district had only experienced 13 cases prior this year. Means said the district could shift to an all-remote model if too many staff need to be isolated or quarantined. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
291 Montanans are hospitalized today due to COVID-19. State data show a growing number of counties are at or near capacity for occupied inpatient hospital beds. The U.S. Poet Laureate led Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations for Montana State University. Caitlin Nicholas with YPR News reports.
MSU's American Indian Student Success Services virtually hosted Joy Harjo for Indigenous Peoples Day. Harjo is in her second term as the 23rd U.S. Poet Laureate. She is a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation and is the first Native American to be appointed to the position by the Library of Congress. On Monday, Harjo read work by other Indigenous poets, along with her own poetry, including her poem, Once the World Was Perfect.
Once the world was perfect and we were happy in that world, then we took it for granted. Discontent began a small rumble in the earthly mind. Then doubt pushed through with its spiked head, and once doubt ruptured the web, all manner of demon thoughts jumped through. We destroyed the world we had been given for inspiration for life. Each stone of jealousy, each stone of fear, greed, envy, and hatred put out the light. No one was without a stone in his or her hand. There we were, right back where we had started. We were bumping into each other in the dark, and now we had no place to live since we didn't know how to live with each other. Then one of the stumbling ones took pity on another and shared a blanket. A spark of kindness made a light. The light made an opening in the darkness. Everyone worked together to make a ladder. A Wind Clan person climbed out first into the next world, and then the other clans, the children of those clans, their children and their children, all the way through time to now, to this light, to you.
Harjo recently edited a Norton anthology called When the Light of the World Was Subdued, Our Songs Came Through. The collection contains the work of more than 160 poets who represent nearly 100 Native nations in North America. Published in August 2020, it's the first collection of its kind. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Candidates for one of Montana's U.S. Senate seats faced off Saturday night in their third and final debate hosted by MTN News. As YPR News' Kevin Trevlin reports, both candidates framed the race as pivotal to high-stakes issues like coronavirus relief and tax policy.
Incumbent Republican Senator Steve Daines and current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock first traded barbs over the state and federal response to the novel coronavirus pandemic. Daines said he wants to pass another relief package, but is opposed to Democratic efforts to provide money directly to states.
I don't want to see Montana taxpayers footing the bill for these liberal states.
Daines criticized the pace at which the Bullock administration has distributed $1.25 billion in federal CARES Act relief. The senator also reiterated the need to continue developing therapeutic COVID-19 drugs and a vaccine in order to move past the coronavirus. Bullock said he's opposed to reinstituting virus-related restrictions that he imposed earlier in the pandemic due to their economic impact. He said workers and small businesses would be left with nothing due to inaction by Daines and other members of Congress.
Quit pointing fingers, because Montanans expect more than that.
Throughout the debate, Daines warned that Bullock's election would allow Democrats to pursue a progressive agenda characterized by gun control, police reform, and rejection of timber and oil extraction. Meanwhile, Bullock accused Daines of being in the pocket of corporations and special interest groups. He said everyday wages have stagnated for the benefit of the wealthy, including Daines. Bullock indicated he may support a proposal from Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden to raise income taxes for those making more than $400,000 per year.
But the idea that those that are wealthy should pay a little bit more makes a heck of a lot of sense to me.
Bullock criticized the 2017 federal tax cuts as largely benefiting corporations and wealthy households. Daines, who voted for the tax cuts, said they provided the average Montana family $1,200 in annual tax relief and garnered the support of small businesses.
Why do you think they're supporting my candidacy? Because that allows them to grow their jobs, hire more people, pay higher wages.
Election day is November 3rd. Early voting has begun. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
This is MTPR.